As evacuations from New Orleans continue, most victims of Hurricane Katrina are now going to the Louis Armstrong Airport right outside of the city. Many are being flown in on helicopters. NPR's Joseph Shapiro is at the airport, where one terminal has been converted into a makeshift hospital. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Debbie.
Can you tell us how many people are still being evacuated now?
Well, we're seeing tens of thousands of people through this airport a day. Very sick, very frail people go through this makeshift hospital in the terminal, and then more helicopters keep landing and landing and landing, and more of the same type of people come.
Are the caregivers overwhelmed with what they're getting?
Yes, they are overwhelmed. They're not doing a lot of medicine, frankly. Some of these teams are just spending all their time getting people on and off helicopters, seeing them, checking them, getting to somebody who needs immediate help. But if they have really serious problems, there are a lot of people here who need kidney dialysis. There are no dialysis machines here. So they try to treat those people, see them, and try to get them out on a plane as soon as possible. But then there's a plane, they don't even know where they're going. But they are sent to cities where there is a hospital or shelter where they can get more medical care.
So not only are they getting the people who were sick in New Orleans, the people who needed dialysis or who were diabetics who needed their insulin, but they're also getting people who might have hurt themselves during and after the storm?
That's right. But most of what I'm seeing here in the airport are people who already had some serious chronic condition. They're people with dementia, with Alzheimer's, who've come out of nursing homes. The type of people that you see in a nursing home who maybe wanders around, they don't know where they are. And then you have rows and rows and rows of wheelchairs, rows and rows and rows of people on the floor, on litters. One man yesterday, he was restrained to the litter. He's banging his head. He didn't know where he was. He was screaming. Many of these people don't have family. Most of the people are alone.
How are they trying to figure out who these people are?
Well, that's interesting. If they've come from nursing homes or hospitals, usually they've got some patient record tucked under their leg or tied to the wheelchair. And then some of the staff here will fill out a form, and you see people walk around with a piece of paper on their chest, which says who they are. There are some cases where the person may have some kind of dementia, and they don't know who they are. That slowed down the evacuation of these people. Nobody asks, what's your name when you come in? They just come in. But when you go out, they want to make sure, who is this person? Because they need to then hook them up later with family members.
So it sounds to me that there's not enough space to handle the influx of patients that they're getting.
It's not that they don't have enough space. It's that there are just so many people coming. And they have to manage this. It's like a tide. It flows in, it flows out. So yesterday, by the end of the day, they had too many people. It was way overcrowded. It felt a little bit dangerous. Helicopters were landing, I would say, less than every 30 seconds. The sky was filled with helicopters, one landing right after another, and taking these people out. And the trick today has been managing that flow, bringing in all the people who need to come in, getting them help quickly, they don't get much, and then getting them back on a helicopter and a plane and out.
NPR's Joseph Shapiro at the airport in New Orleans.